This is Stefan Edgerton from Descendants, and you're listening to Funklust.
Really nice to meet you. How are you?
Nice to meet you. I'm good. I'm very good.
How was the tour so far? I heard everyone is sleeping now.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of sleeping going on. Everybody's, we're having a blast. We always have a blast at shows, but we're having a good time over here. Yeah, we've been having a good time eating our way across Europe. It's great. Okay. Drinking coffee.
Coffee also implies the name of your last record, Hypercaffeim Spacinate. Can you tell us more about the history of the name?
Well, the name had to do with a something Milo was working on brewing up, which was a strong caffeine-like stimulant, something that would there was like a next level, That's where the Hypercaffeim Spacinate idea came from. Take coffee to the next level.
Okay, and did it work?
I think so. I think it would. We're all scared to try it.
Okay, and it took you 12 years to come up with a new record. What are the reasons?
Well, what happened is, we started playing shows again around 2011. We got offered a few, had a good time, and can't keep doing shows. And we were doing, a handful a year, just kind of based around everybody's schedule. Bill produces records, I produce and mix a lot of records. Bill and I both do that kind of work. Milo had a science job. Carl, he just more plays music. So everybody was fairly busy. Well, then, we decided to make the record, and so we started doing that. And just a little before Milo started to track his vocals for the record, he got laid off from his job. He'd been working there for 20 years, I think, or maybe more. So he got laid off, and I think for him it was like, fine, all right, we'll just play and have fun. That sounds good, So now we kind of stepped up touring a little bit more.
And the Descendants always had and still have a big influence to the hardcore punk or pop punk scene. Has anything changed in your attitude compared to earlier?
I think that as far back as the band goes, most of the songwriting has had to do with each person in the band writing about their own lives in some way. And sometimes those are funny songs, sometimes they're serious songs, sometimes they're, relationship songs and that kind of thing. And so that has never really changed about us. We largely, we'll write those things and then we kind of pile them all together and we see what we got, We kind of, this one's pretty good, let's use this one, and we sort of vote on them and just make a record, So that as far as it goes, there isn't really anything happening differently than it normally does for us.
Are there parts of songs where you say, oh no, today I wouldn't write it in that way?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's true because, because the songs are sort of written as very immediate things and you grow and change as a person, that your attitudes change, you learn, you discover new things and, maybe rethink things that you thought before and go, I don't know if I really think the same way about that, or I don't know if I would make that same choice now. So clearly that stuff seeps into the lyrics. And in the case of a band like Descendants, I mean, the guys who started it were all, 14, 15 or whatever. I mean, they were little kids, so they're kind of writing when you're a little kid is, dramatically different than a 50-year-old man. But as far as the process goes, it's basically the same for us as it's always been.
We all know Milo didn't want to grow up. Do you think, aside from your age, you are a grown-up now?
Well, deeply immature as one, probably. But you don't want to, but that doesn't, there really isn't a hell of a lot you can do about it. It's going to happen, so... I think that's what's happened in our case. I mean, we definitely have, whether we like it or not.
Okay, but when you're now looking back to your younger self, what was your advice?
Think about getting really shitty tattoos. Think about that more. I wish I'd have thought about that. Some of these I look at and go, oh my God, really? I can't say that I would change very much in my life because, I've had a pretty good run of it. I don't have anything to complain about myself. I've had a very good life and, I would probably take a little better care of myself than I did. But, to do what I did overall, no. I'd say you were all right, kid. maybe like I wish I would have finished high school. I would tell myself to have at least pushed through that a little better, to have worked a little harder on those sorts of things, a little bit. That would be some advice for myself. Other than that, probably not. As you get older, you learn to keep your mouth shut more of the time. But I think that's, I wouldn't encourage young people to do that. I would encourage them to not do that. I would encourage them to, absolutely not keep their mouth shut as long as possible. And when it becomes, prudent to do so, well, then fine, do it, grow into that. But, so I wouldn't tell myself to do that part of my life differently.
Okay, but you're happy with your life till now, so that's good if you can say that.
that's exactly right. If you're, should you be so lucky, then it's good. And so far, luck has been on my side.
Yeah. So to come to a conclusion, we can expect more from the Descendants in
Absolutely.
Future.
For the time being, we're having a blast. Now we're, I guess we're full-time musicians. I always joke Milo had to resort to Plan B while, the rest of us got to resort back to Plan A. We were already doing Plan B, so we, so poor Milo had, but he's actually, this is, once we started playing shows, I think he was kind of like, I actually like doing this better than I like doing science. So I think for him, he's, he's having a great time with it. Yeah, we have no reason to stop doing what we're doing now. As long as we're still having fun and, everyone's health is holding out, then we'll probably just keep plowing ahead.
This is what I want to hear. Okay, then thank you for your time. It was really a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thanks a lot. We'll see you again. I'm the one.